Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a chopped vinyl DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for a drum and bass track. The goal is simple: make the intro feel dusty, rhythmic, and mix-friendly, like a record that's been handled a little bit, but still lands hard in a modern club system. Think of this as more than just an intro before the drop. In DNB, the intro is part of the track's identity. It gives DJs a clean mix-in point, sets the mood, and tells the listener what kind of energy is coming next. So we want a section that feels old school on the surface, but tight and intentional underneath. First, switch to arrangement view and decide where your intro begins. For a beginner-friendly structure, we're going to build a 16-bar intro that gives us enough room for texture, movement, and a proper build toward the drop. If you're working on a more aggressive track, you could shorten this later, but 16 bars is a great starting point because it's easy to count, easy to mix, and easy to shape. A good way to stay organized is to make a group track for the intro. You can name it something like Intro Drums or Vinyl Intro. That keeps all the elements together and makes it easier to compare the intro against the drop later. When you're producing, organization is part of the creative process. If the session is clear, the arrangement decisions become clearer too. Now let's choose the drum source. For this style, you want a loop or break with some natural movement. An amen style break works great, but you could also use a dusty drum loop, a simple kick and snare pattern with swing, or even a bounced loop from your own drum rack. The important thing is that it has groove. We want something with ghost notes, snare details, and little hat movements that feel alive. If the loop is audio, drag it into the arrangement and listen closely. You're looking for strong transient moments, especially snare hits and little rhythmic accents that you can chop up later. If the timing needs tightening, turn warp on and use beats mode for drum material. Keep it fairly natural. Don't over-edit the groove into something robotic, because part of the chopped vinyl character comes from slight looseness. Here's a useful teacher tip. Don't start with a source that's already too polished. A rougher loop is often easier to turn into something interesting. If it already sounds pristine and modern, you may have to work harder to make it feel sampled and worn. Next, we'll build the vinyl texture layer. Add a new audio track and place a vinyl crackle, room noise, tape hiss, or even a quiet ambience print underneath the intro. This should be subtle. We're not trying to make the track sound like static. We're trying to create the sense that the drums are playing in a physical, slightly imperfect space. Put EQ8 on that texture layer first. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, so you clear out any low rumble. If the noise feels sharp or distracting, dip a little in the upper mids around 3 to 6 kHz. You can also gently soften the top end if it's too bright. After that, add utility and lower the gain so the texture sits underneath the music instead of sitting on top of it. It should feel more than it should be heard. Now comes the fun part, chopping the drums. If you're comfortable with audio editing, you can split the loop manually right in the arrangement. Duplicate the clip lane if needed, then use your split command at key transients. Keep some 2-bar or 4-bar fragments, mute or remove tiny sections, and leave little gaps between certain hits. That gap is important. Silence is part of the rhythm here. A chopped intro feels more like someone is manually cutting and re-triggering pieces from a record than just letting a loop run straight through. A simple approach is to let the first bar be mostly texture with maybe one chopped hit. Then bring in a kick and snare fragment. After that, add a little hat chop or ghost note. Then use a short fill or a reverse tail to close the phrase. The point is not chaos, it's controlled interruption. You want the listener to feel movement, but still be able to count the phrase. To give the drums more character, add a simple device chain. Start with drum boss. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%, and use the crunch lightly if you want a rougher edge. If you're not building low-end weight in the intro, keep the boom very subtle or off. Then add saturator and use just a few decibels of drive, with soft clip if you want a safer kind of grit. After that, use EQ8 to clean up any junk below 30 to 50 Hz and make room for the real sub later in the track. If the snare starts poking too much, soften a little around 2 to 4 kHz. The key here is warmth, not destruction. We want the intro to sound aged and solid, not broken and fizzy. Now let's shape the intro with filtering. Add auto filter to the drum group or the texture layer and start with a low pass filter. Open it gradually over the 16 bars. This is one of the easiest ways to make a DJ intro feel alive. At the beginning, keep it darker and narrower. As the section moves forward, let more mid-range and high-end detail through. That gives the impression that the track is waking up. A simple structure works really well here. Bars 1 to 4, sparse and filtered. Bars 5 to 8, more drum detail. Bars 9 to 12, stronger groove and a little more brightness. Bars 13 to 16, the most open and energetic part of the intro, right before the drop. This is classic phrase logic, and it works because DNB listeners and DJs both respond well to clear repetition and progression. One really useful arrangement trick is to leave one anchor element consistent. It could be the kick, the snare, or the vinyl bed. If everything changes all the time, the intro loses identity. But if one thing stays present, the listener always has something to latch onto. That's what makes the section feel mixable. Let's add a bass teaser, but keep it very light. Don't bring in the full bassline yet. Just hint at it. You could use a short sub pulse, a filtered Reese fragment, or a single low stab every few bars. Keep it mono and filtered so it doesn't compete with the drums. If your track is heading into a heavy Neuro roller, maybe tease a tiny filtered version of that sound in bars 9 to 12. If it's more jungle flavored, a short sub stab might be enough. The point is to foreshadow the drop, not reveal it. This is one of the most important lessons in DNB arrangement. Low-end discipline matters. The intro should create anticipation, not spend the drop's energy too early. Now let's use reverb and delay, but carefully. A short reverb can help certain chops feel like they exist in a real space. A little echo can make a snare hit or reversed fragment feel like a transition moment, but keep it restrained. In a drum and bass intro, too much wash can blur the groove and weaken the attack. Try sending only selected hits to the effect instead of putting everything through it. A final snare before the drop, a reverse tail into bar 16, or one delayed hit at the end of a phrase can do a lot without cluttering the mix. Remember, contrast is your friend. Sometimes the intro feels bigger because of what drops out, not because of what gets added. A bar of just crackle and one hit can feel huge if the previous bar was more active. Let's make the section DJ friendly. The first few bars should be easy to count and cue. Avoid overloading the opening with fills or too much melodic information. DNB DJs need a phrase they can mix into cleanly, so think in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. Keep the downbeat obvious. Make the last bar or two lead clearly into the drop. And if you want to make it even easier to work with, rename your clips clearly, like vinyl noise, break chop A, snare tease, or drop prep. Small things like that save time later. Before you move on, do a quick balance check. Solo the intro, then compare it against the drop in context. Make sure the noise layer isn't masking the snare. Make sure the chop drums still punch. Make sure there's no low-end buildup that will fight the kick and bass later. And definitely check it in mono from time to time. If the intro still holds together in mono, your drums and low-end control are probably in good shape. If the intro feels too busy, remove a layer. If it feels too dull, add movement with a filter opening, a small chop change, or a brief dropout. The best chop vinyl intros usually don't rely on a lot of elements. They rely on smart arrangement, good spacing, and tasteful texture. If you want to push it further, here are a few pro-style ideas. Try a tiny dropout before a snare hit. Add a very light glue compressor on the intro group. If the chops feel disconnected, use a reversed snippet before a key hit. Nudge one or two slices slightly off-grid to simulate hand-cut sampling. Or automate the intro bus volume very subtly, so the section feels like it's gathering energy as it approaches the drop. Here's the big takeaway. A chop vinyl DJ intro works because it balances character and function. It has enough grit to feel underground, enough space to be mixable, and enough motion to build anticipation. In drum and bass, that combination is gold. So as you build your own version, think in this order. Mix window first, groove second. Keep one anchor element consistent. Use contrast instead of constant texture. Reveal the track one layer at a time. And always leave room for the drop to hit with the impact. That's your chopped vinyl intro. Dusty, controlled, and ready to move a dance floor.